Cruise, and we're now going to take you to the Saturday Special with your host, MZ. Stay tuned.
Now, Aaron, am I to understand that you have the special fanfare all queued?
It's all queued.
It's all queued?
Yep.
Cool. All right. Okay, I'm so excited. It's so rare that we have the special
Good
fanfare.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to hour number one of the KSCO Cruise Special. It's something we've wanted to do for many, many years. How is it that so much time has gone by and we haven't done it? I don't know, but we're going to make up for all that lost time during the next 2 hours. And it's going to be your opportunity to ask any question you might have ever had or might have today. So stay tuned. You're going to have a lot of fun.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Want to know one of the best ways to relax and de-stress? Okay, I'll tell you in 3 words. Take a cruise. If you've done it, you know what I mean. If you haven't, you've definitely been missing the boat. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Talk about an easy and enjoyable vacation. Your luxury hotel travels with you, all the food is included, no repeated packing and unpacking, a steady stream of stimulating activities and entertainment flows freely, and the price is surprisingly reasonable. Learn all about cruising, the ultimate vacation, on the KSCO Cruise Special featuring Gary Pollard, President of Ambassador Tours in San Francisco, one of the most experienced and respected independent cruise agencies in the USA. Gary and his family have been making people happy for 50 years. Hear his great stories and talk to him this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on Fair Warning, Once You Cruise, You'll Never Want to Do Anything Else Radio, AM 1080 KSCO. Boy, with that build-up, this better be worth it here. Welcome,
I hope so.
Welcome, Gary. Actually, yeah, I'm the one who got you into this mess here. So, and the reason I did is because I've been a great proponent of cruising as a form of vacation for many, many years. And it's Gary's company, Gary's family's company called Ambassador Tours out of San Francisco. That's pretty much been our almost probably exclusive, cruise travel agent for the last 25 years or so. My mother thinks the world of these great cruise operators, and so here we are. I figured if we're going to talk about cruising, we might as well hear from someone with a whole lot of experience. So, boy, Gary, it must be a great business to be in.
I wouldn't change it or do anything different right now. And thank you again for having me down here. I can't get enough talking about cruises. I wish I could be on one today. I look outside and I see
I know.
The weather.
Who wants to be at a radio station when you could be on a cruise?
That's where I'd like to be right now.
How about a radio station on a cruise? We started talking about that when we first met a few weeks back or something. And do you think no one's done it? I don't think where they've actually broadcast a program from a cruise ship? I mean, technology should be able to.
You would think it could be easy to do. I just, maybe we need to try it. Maybe we need to get the act going, get something on the ship, and tell people what they're missing for those that have never been on a cruise. Let them know what's out there.
And I'm amazed at how many people have not been on a cruise. And the reason, I don't understand, I guess the reason is because we haven't done a KSCO cruise special. And to my knowledge, no other radio station has done a cruise special either. So anyhow, that's what this program is all about. If any of you have any questions in our vast KSCO audience, this is the time to call 479-1080 or 477-1340 anytime during the next hour and 50 minutes, right up until noontime. It is an audience participation interview program, as are all of our locally produced programs here at your favorite radio station. And also, if you have been on a cruise and have an experience to share of your own, this is the venue for it. Now, I don't want to hear from anybody who's upset that we're not doing politics for this 2 hours. I mean, we could take a break, right? I mean, it's not as if we don't do that all the rest of the time. So, you know, chill out if you're not if you don't want to participate in the cruise program. You don't have to, but you really should at least listen, because it really is, as the promo says, the absolute best way to a vacation.
I want to hear from people that have been debating, should I go on a cruise? And I don't mean any political pun by debating, but those who are on the fence, they want to go on a cruise, don't know why they should or if they shouldn't. I want to answer that question.
Well, let's talk about costs, okay, Gary? How expensive are cruises? I mean, a lot of people probably feel that they're quite expensive. Now, what is quite expensive? I guess it's sort of like how much is a red dress.
It's all relevant. I think cruises are very affordable when you put the whole price of the package together, what you get with your meals, your entertainment, your stateroom. Cruises are probably the best value in travel today, better than they've been for 10, 15 years.
And why is that? There's a lot more competition now and...
I don't know if it's competition. There are more ships out there. There are more cruise lines vying for the passenger to go.
Now, does the aging of the baby boomer market have a lot to do with that? As I think it probably might, but what do you think?
I think you're right there. I think they're banking that more and more people will have the discretionary money to get up and go and do things. And 6%, 7% of the population have experienced cruises. So there's a lot of people that need to get out there and say, I want to go on a cruise, and now's the time.
Only 6% where did that figure come from?
It's basically taken from the cruise lines who report new clients that come on their ships. And it's a survey that they do. You have to fill out a whole bunch of questionnaires, it seems like, when you get ready to go on a cruise, and they want to know, you know, where you live, your income, all of these personal traits about you, and they start to analyze it.
What if you say none of your business? Then you can't go on the cruise?
No. They might put you in a bad cabin or something like that, but they certainly won't deny you boarding. It's like anything we do today. You have to fill out your whole life story to, you know, tell them who you are and why you're this way. But I think we get more and more people don't go on cruises because they're worried or concerned about the unknown.
Maxwell in Pebble Beach is our first caller. He's on a cell phone. Let's see if we can bring Maxwell on and welcome him to the Saturday special. You're on, Maxwell. Hey, welcome.
Hey there, MZ. How are you, man?
Good.
Thanks for the break from politics.
Oh, good. Oh, so you like that? Yeah. I don't know how many other people are upset, but
my blood pressure just dropped 10 points. Thanks.
Good. Anytime.
Hey, listen. Not to start on a negative point, but all these mass illnesses that have happened over the last year or so have caused me some concern about taking a cruise. And I was just wondering what the final story was on all that. And
well, we have the final authority right here in our studio here. So.
Well, listen, I just wanted to get that cleared up early, and I'll take your answer off the air.
Thank
Thanks
you,
a lot.
Sir.
All right.
Appreciate your call. Gary, what do you think? SARS and all that? I mean,
SARS, any of the illnesses, and I'll be very clear on it, the media makes more out of issues than really what they are. And what happens is on a ship of 1,800, 2,000 people, one or two or three or four will get ill, and it gets blown out of proportion. The cruise lines today have really taken cleanliness to another level. They're making the clients and the crew wash their hands more frequently. They have more stations available to use lotions for bacteria that remove anything from people, because they're touching railings, they're touching elevator buttons. Everybody, you know, from a cough to a sneeze spreads germs.
Right.
It's an air conditioning. So they've really done...
And is it true that international laws have been put into effect about this? That,
well, it's been,
provide
a, it's been
for
a
the death penalty in extreme instances of people that don't wash their hands enough?
Yeah, I think it's more of an education. I really think people got very comfortable in, well, you know, the crew or the people at the hotel will take care of cleaning it, but it's the individuals that are the ones spreading it. But it's come well under control, and now instances that happen are more isolated. The last cruise I was on about a month ago, we washed our hands, my wife and I, all the time before we'd go in the line for the buffet, and we felt good about it. And now you know that you can go and not get sick.
Right. You're going to have that problem anywhere if you go to where there are doorknobs. And
it could be in an office building or at home. It could be on an airplane. It's a matter of how big it spreads by the numbers, and then the media, unfortunately, takes it to another level.
Yeah. So anyhow, Maxwell and Pebble Beach, there you have it. Go on a cruise, because if you don't, chances are you'll get sick here anyhow. So 1016 AM 1080 KSCO, Saturday special, your favorite radio station. We're talking about the best kind of vacation, in my opinion. It's called cruising. And we started to talk about costs involved, but I don't think we mentioned any numbers. Is it between $100 and $200 a day for...
That's a pretty safe number. There are great values out there at $50, $60 a day.
Really?
That's
amazing, because you can't even stay in a Motel 6 for that.
Can't stay home for that. By the time you pay for a gallon of gas and you buy food and you cook it and you do your entertainment, what happens, though, if you are flexible and you have time, travel is very, very affordable on cruises. And that's the name of the game, is being flexible. Go when you want. The ships leave year-round from different places all over the country, all over the world for that matter. We're running cruise specials. Prices started at $299 for a 3 or 4 day cruise, and that includes everything.
Going where, for example?
Those 3 and 4 day cruises are generally down to Ensenada out of Los Angeles. Uh-huh. It's a great cruise experience for somebody who wants to see if they like it. It's great for people that just get the wind at the last moment on a Friday, and they say, hey, let's go. Let's just go down to the pier, get off on Monday. We'll have a relaxing time. We'll have a couple of drinks. We'll see some shows. We'll let our collar loose, and that's what it's all about. Cruising is not something that should require months and months and years of stressful planning. It should be a relaxing, easygoing, one phone call, your vacation is planned, and go and have a good time. Life's too short to make it any longer.
Yeah, and it just seems to me that most of traveling these days is very, very complicated and relatively stressful. Now, depending upon what cruise you're going on, if you're flying to the opposite end of the world to get on that cruise, that's probably going to be the hardest part of the whole vacation, I would think, right?
Well, the going and beginning and ending can be the awkward parts, because it's preparing to get on an airplane and then preparing to come home. But if you're going to go to a far distance, you're a pretty experienced traveler, and things like that just don't bother you. It's the short vacations that people get stressed on, checking in at the airport and waiting hours to go through security and the various elements. But if you just take it one step at a time.
See, and if you're doing any kind of air travel that doesn't involve a cruise, you're going to have to go through all that unpleasant stuff anyhow, and then there's no cruise to reward yourself.
That's right.
You know? So, yeah, definitely.
No. You're just getting on for business. You go show your ticket. You get on the airplane. You get to your destination. You go to your hotel. And, you know, you're moving all the time. You always worry about, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do then?
The worst thing about cruising, to me, is the self-control issue. Because the food is usually so good. I've never been on a cruise where the food was bad or not anything less than
what's bad food? What's bad food? People, all the time I'll hear comments, I didn't like the food here, or I liked it there. It's all individualized. Food on the ship, there's so much food and so much variety for the health conscious. If you just want to have lobster and you want 2 lobsters, have it.
It doesn't
cost any more. They're happy to serve it.
And they'll bring it to your stateroom too, right?
Bring it to your stateroom. They'll bring it to your lounge chair. We were on a ship in the summer, the whole family. We had dinner at 8 o'clock at night. We were finished. That would be steak, potatoes, a salad, appetizer. 11 o'clock, 11:30, we're upstairs, and what did we eat? 2 or 3 slices of pizza. And if that wasn't enough, this was fresh pizza, just made. We go and have soft serve ice cream. So it is 1 o'clock in the morning or so, but it isn't that you have to eat it. It's just because it's there, you enjoy it, you're relaxed. And you eat.
Gary, you go on many more cruises than I do because you're in the business. How do you stay so slim and trim? I mean, if I were in your position.
Too bad they can't see how slim and trim, right?
I would wait. Well, let's see. We don't have a webcam yet, but take it from me, gang. This guy's slim and trim. He is the picture of hell. Absolutely.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah. I don't know. And your father, too. I met your father on this before I met you, actually, because he was on the last cruise that I was on.
Right.
And what, he's like 74 going on 34 or something? Just like, guys,
high
energy. Unbelievable.
High energy.
He walks 7 miles a day or something, and being on a cruise ship doesn't stop him from doing that?
No, he goes out on, whether it's the promenade deck on a ship or around the jogging track, and he just walks and walks, and he meets people, interesting people. Most people go on a vacation, or myself, you eat a lot, you want to exercise, and that's what we do. And you have to stay active and doing things, and he loves it and gives him energy. and he meets all kinds of people all over the world. But you know, that's what you have to do. You just keep moving. You know, ships are not, ships offer, you can do anything you want or you can do nothing. There's no rule that says you have to be busy 24 hours a day or you have to sit in a lounge chair in your cabin. There's so many things to do, and if you're real health conscious, there are yoga classes. You can walk, you can jog, you can swim. They've got all kinds of things going on. The same things you would do if you were at home, except you do it out on the high seas.
Except you really do it, you know.
Right. Because you don't have any excuses when you're out on the ship,
yeah.
Other than I might need to go to napkin folding class, or I might need to have another, you know, drink, or it might be time for food. We call food on ships, because there's set times. We call food Olympics, because somebody will have eaten at breakfast at 7 o'clock, and by 11:30, 12, they're ready to eat lunch. They're lined up at the dining room. 6 o'clock, they're ready for dinner. 11:30, they're ready for that quote-unquote midnight buffet. And we turn around and go, the food Olympics has begun. And
God,
it's ongoing. But that's
so
what's nice.
It's inherently unhealthy to be eating late at night. But it sure tastes good.
It's unhealthy, but all the things that aren't good are always the fun things to do. So,
I know. It's true.
You know,
now, one of the things that I really enjoy on cruises is watching people, you know, just sort of watching people be people.
Right.
And there are usually there's at least one or two altercations that I'm involved in. Okay, now I'm gonna.
Well, you might be the aggressive type that wants that lounge chair that somebody else
has. No. I'm not one of those kinds of people. However, I am one of these kinds of people. Okay, I'm gonna tell you a little story that happened. You tell me. In fact, I want our audience to tell me if they think that I'm wrong here. Okay. This last cruise was a princess cruise, and Princess is famous for having 24-hour eating. I mean, there's always some place if you want to eat where you don't have to worry about calling room service or anything like that. Not that that's a hard thing to do, but
pick up the telephone, dial room service.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that what sets Princess apart from a lot of the other cruise lines? They're what do they call it?
Anytime dining.
Yeah.
Most of the ships today or cruise lines have food available 24 hours a day. You just need to know
someplace.
Where to. Yeah, there's always something to eat. People aren't up the regular 9-to-5 day during the day, and they go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. When they're on vacation, especially on a ship, there are things going on. So people are up at all hours, whether they're dancing, and then they work up an appetite. Whether they're in the casino and they've won a lot of money and they want to go and have something to eat, it's available. So you can always find.
Right. There was a tray of there were a bunch of trays of all kinds of, you know, pineapples and fruits and cookies and stuff, and I decided to take a cookie.
Only
and,
one cookie?
Well, no, I can't remember. It was probably one or two or something like that. The important thing is that I did not use the tongs. I didn't touch any other cookie. I just touched the cookie that I ate, or the second one, if I got to, I can't remember how many of them. But whatever it was, I didn't touch any other cookie, just the cookie, and I didn't touch the tong. And this woman who was standing behind me gave me the dirtiest look. And I just looked right at her. You know, I gazed at her because she was giving me this dirty look. And she says, "It would be nice if you would use the tongs like everybody else." And I just blew up at the lady. I said, "Listen, lady."
Did you ask her if I could hand you a cookie?
Yeah.
That would have really...
disarming. Instead, yeah, that's what I should have said. But instead, I said, "Look, lady, watch your mouth. The fact is, I'm being damn considerate because I've been sneezing all over my hands. And would you have preferred it for me to have used the tongs and that I just sneezed on with my hands? I think I was pretty damn considerate, you know." And she just gave me the dirtiest look of all. Now, who was wrong there? Was she wrong or was I wrong? I think I insist that I'm wrong. That I'm was right, and I know I'm right.
That's all that matters.
That's
if
right.
If you're right, then I'm happy about that.
But anyhow, that was a fun little altercation. There was, when we were...
They happen, Mike. They happen. We were in line having at the grill on a Royal Caribbean ship. And it says on the sign there, because of the health now, that hamburgers are cooked to, what is it, 160 degrees, 100, whatever it needs to be. You can't have them now medium well. It's one way only. Sign is very clear, and if you don't want that, have something else. Well, there was a lady standing in line behind us. We got ours, and we went to the side, and my wife and I, we love to people watch. So we always have an ear out, watching, listening, doing so forth. She said, "I want my hamburger pink." And the help that was there, as much English as they spoke, kept pointing to the sign, I have to do it, it's required. Right. And they got into a debate over how they wanted the hamburger, so much that everybody just kind of walked away because she was embarrassing herself. But these altercations happen. People want something a certain way, even if it says it can't be done. And you sit there, and then you watch that lady, the whole cruise, and everything bothers her. You know, it's whether the elevator stopped on three floors and nobody got on. She's bothered that the elevator stopped on three floors and nobody got on. So that, those
actually,
kind of things.
Actually, I'm bothered about that too. But
you don't like that—the ghost of the elevators.
I hate it. I hate it.
Now, you want to know something you won't like? Royal Caribbean has this in their interior elevators. They have carpet.
Yeah.
And it's changed because it says the day of the week: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Well, Chris and I, my wife and I, we get in the elevator and it says Tuesday. We get back in after midnight and it still said Tuesday. That annoyed us. We went downstairs to the person and said, hey, it's already Wednesday. Why isn't your carpet changed? They said, we're getting to it.
Oh, my God. But this is supposed to be one of the better cruise lines, right?
It happens. A lot of elevators, a lot of carpets. But but it's little things like that. Most people wouldn't notice. I looked for those things. Said Tuesday.
Oh,
I said
I would be extremely irritated and complain about something like that. Because
they looked at me like, what is your problem? Don't you have anything else better to do? And it's like, I wanted to say Wednesday. So it doesn't take much for me to go and, you know.
We were sailing into New York Harbor about a month ago on this one cruise that we and I didn't see this, but this apparently happened to my sister, and my brother-in-law related the incident to me. It was very funny. He's a great storyteller. my sister was wrongfully accused of taking the space of a woman of crowding in front of a woman who had been waiting there for 2 hours, you know, in anticipation of seeing the Statue of Liberty, you know, go by, and the New York skyline, and it wasn't her, it was someone else, and but she took the brunt of it. She was accused, and my sister said, that wasn't me, ma'am. It certainly was you, and it really wasn't. And then finally, the person next door, the next person overheard this and said, no, it wasn't her, it was someone else, and so my sister says, so apologize. That wasn't me.
No, I won't apologize.
You know, it's sort of funny. I mean, so we're supposed to be selling cruises here, and I'm telling people stories that might turn them off. But
I don't think
it's
so. These are true stories, and that's what happens. And it could be on an airplane. It could be on a cruise ship. There's always unique people out there. Definitely. We were in Alaska, and similar situation. We're in Glacier Bay in front of this massive glacier. And we're along the railing. A lot of people are huddled up in their blankets, and they're serving hot apple cider and hot chocolate just to keep you warm. And this glacier now probably is a good half a mile long. And there are people fighting for deck for space along the railing to see it. They don't realize it's so high and so wide that everybody sees it, but it's somehow being in front. And people sit there and they whine about, you know, I paid a lot of money for this cruise. I want to see this glacier. It's like it's going to be there we're going to be here for 3 hours, whether you see it now or you see it in 20. But it's amazing how people are. And I'm not making a statement that older people are more crankier than the younger. But
yeah, but they are.
But you're right. They get in there and they go, they say to my wife and I, you're younger, you'll have more opportunities to see it. It's like, okay, so that makes a lot of sense. So I have to bite my tongue. I don't want to make any scenes because they could have been clients of mine. So
right.
I have to be very careful that I just didn't lose some business. But it's amazing. They all that people think about when they travel, and we make fun of it, is they're the only ones that are there. It's only them, and that's all that matters.
Gary, one of my most fun things in the world to do is make a sourpuss crack a smile. And
that's a challenge.
It really is. And if I can do it, I'm going to feel really, really good. I'm going to feel really good. And sometimes you find some sourpuss, especially so if it's been a rough day or night at sea and people are throwing up all over the place. I mean, well, that doesn't happen all that much, but it does.
But you try to make those people happy.
Yeah, and they're going to be in a cranky mood, you know, for a day, certainly the day that they're ill, and maybe for a day or two afterwards, if not the rest of the crew. I better stop saying these kinds of things because I'm giving the wrong impression. I've never seen that happen where there have been a day when it was rough. And
there are times where, you know, you can't do anything about it. The seas are rough. The wind might be blowing. And we've been on ships where they have told us you either need to stay in your room or certain lounges. You can't go out on the deck or on the promenade area because it's just not safe. Does it happen all the time? Absolutely not. It's rare. But there are certain places where they know the weather and the sea conditions are going to be such that they want you to stay in. And so, you know, it's part of traveling. Traveling, no matter what you do, or staying at home, there's always things that are going to occur. And you can't have, there's nothing that's perfect in this world. I might be perfect, but other than that, there's nothing that's going to be perfect.
Right.
And so you learn to accept it and you move on from there.
Yeah.
I mean, we were on, and it was bad at this time, and they had put ropes up. This is when I was a young kid, traveling with my parents, and they had put ropes up along the interior part of the ship. If you had to move around, they wanted you to hold on. That's the worst I've ever been in. But as a young kid, my brothers and I, we thought it was fun. Let's see who can fall down first. So, you know, it's, you make the most out of the situation.
Right. Exactly. So tell us, relate a story or two of something most memorable or most outrageous or most hilarious or something that really sticks in your brain about one of your cruise adventures.
One of the most memorable.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see if this one, this is something that just came to me. We were on our way through to the Panama Canal, and we had hit an area of sea between Acapulco and as we get down further south to hit through the Panama Canal, and it happened to be a little bit rough. And we were in the lounge. They were having this white elephant sale where people on the ship start all the things they bought they want to get rid of and sell it off, like a rummage sale. And all of a sudden, the ship is starting to get some pretty wavy seas, and the ship's moving up and down. And there was a time all of a sudden where the ship went up.
Uh-huh.
You could just sense that the ship was going up. If you were outside looking at it, you'd see the bow of the ship way up there.
Right.
And all of a sudden, my wife and I look at each other, and we're going like it's a roller coaster. When is that? When are we going to? And all of a sudden, it just slammed back down. Nobody got hurt, but it was almost like a roller coaster. And that was something that we looked at each other and said, boy, we really know we're out on the high seas because, you know, you have no control over what goes on, but it was one heck of an experience. And we survived it. We survived it.
I mean, it's sort of like turbulence in an aircraft, right? I mean, you can't control that, and you usually survive it, right?
Usually survive it. Right. Have your seatbelt on. You usually survive it.
Okay. Now post 9/11, did you notice a significant or any dent in your business?
No, quite a bit.
Yeah?
Quite a bit. People hunkered down at home. Nobody was traveling. Nobody was calling. People that had planned vacations for about 4 to 6 months after 9/11 canceled. A lot of uneasiness going around. And so, yeah, there was we felt it in our business greatly.
Uh-huh. Wow. What happened? After, I mean, how did it – I'm sure it's no secret that the whole travel industry, you know, suffered after 9/11. But
well, we changed. Uh-huh. Whatever you had to do business-wise prior to 9/11, you had to retool and rethink about what are people's issues traveling and be more sensitive to security issues, more sensitive to – people wanting to travel more closer to home. All the cruise lines now have found that they keep their ships probably 9 to 10 months out of the year within a 4 to 6 hour drive from anywhere in the U.S., figuring that most North Americans won't get on an airplane. So they've changed their whole strategy of where to go. You could still go to Europe on ships. You could still go to Asia. You can go to South America. But the mass markets positioned their ships all around the United States.
Isn't that interesting?
And it opened up a lot more avenues for people.
You want to give us a call and participate here on the Saturday Cruise Special. Our phone numbers are 479-1080 or 477-1340. We do have one of those ancient machines called a fax machine. The phone number for the fax is 475-2967. But
People still have fax machines?
Yeah, they still use fax machines a little bit. We prefer for people to send emails. Email address is mz@ksco.com, mz@ksco.com. Who can this be? Billy? Our Billy is on the line, on line two? This is incredible. This is wonderful. I don't think our Billy has ever called a talk show.
Hello, sir.
How are you, Billy?
Hey, listen, I'm listening to you badmouth the cruise ships, and although I've never been on one,
yeah.
I got to tell you, my father has been on like 4 or 5 cruises in the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, and he's never come back from one cruise trip without great stories about the people and the food and the ships.
But I did tell great stories, Billy. Those are great stories to me.
Because I'm
a bleep kicker. You know that.
But you're given. I think you know. I just want folks to know that you know not all the people on the cruise ships are bad. You know, it just You know, well, most of them are really nice.
Hey, Billy,
from the stories I get anyway.
They're interesting people. You know, on cruise ships, you get all walks of life. And all the cruises I've been on, I'd be like your father. There are great times. You have great memories of places you go, people you meet, things you do. Whether you do karaoke, whether you learn how to carve ice, whether you eat at the chocolate buffet at night, whether you hear a comedian say that 11:30 we're having the midnight buffet, and somebody says, "What time is the midnight buffet?" I mean, there's all kinds of crazy things that go on.
Let me tell you about my dad in the buffet. You'll love this, and then I'll get off the line so somebody else can call. But my dad was on a cruise with my mom before she passed away, and they were my dad would get up early in the morning and say to my mother, "I'm going to go for a walk. I'll be back and we'll have breakfast." And my mom would get ready, and this went on for a couple of days. So my mother figured out that my dad was going down one deck to get continental breakfast before he had a real breakfast. So he was eating breakfast twice before she caught up with him. Put a stop to it.
Oh boy, those kinds of things happen a lot.
My dad says there's nothing better than a cruise ship that serves 24 hours a day.
That's that food Olympics right there.
It's great. You know, I would really like to have a KSCO cruise of some sort. You know, how is it that we haven't even talked about that before now? Maybe the listeners can help us plan such a thing, and we could give birth to it, as it were, right here on our stage today. What do you think, Bill?
Sounds great, Mike. I think that most folks out there who have never cruised, and like myself, I've never cruised, but, you know, I know people who have. They've never come back with a bad story, you know. It's really amazing. Anyway, I just wanted to call and let folks know out there that you know, it's nobody's, you know, hanging over the rail getting sick most of the time. Those ships have stabilizers on them like aircraft carriers.
Bill, right? Not unless they've drank too much. Let me ask you a quick question, okay? Why haven't you gone on a cruise?
Well, Michael works me too hard.
He's a production director of our station, actually. So, no, that's not the real reason. You get on, you drive to the deepest bowels of Mexico all the time, right?
Yeah, I do.
You just haven't gotten around to doing it. Well, so that's a good question Gary asked you. I'm dying for the true answer.
Well, the true answer is that, most of them, in my opinion, you know, they're a little out of my financial range, I guess, is the best way to put it. But I know there are reasonable ones, too, aren't there?
Well, there are. It depends on what you know, when you say it's out of your price range, I don't know if you think cruises are $5,000 to go away, if they're $150. I mean, there's cruises for every pocketbook. So they're not expensive. It's relevant to what, you know, if you drive to Mexico and you do something like that, or people go to Vegas and they spend a weekend, they could spend more in Vegas without even gambling yet than they can going on a cruise, and you can gamble on a cruise.
Yeah.
And you don't have these 99-cent buffets. The buffets are part of your price.
Yeah. So, and you always win when you gamble on a cruise.
Well, the first day or two you win. Then you get excited to win more.
Right.
By the fifth and sixth day, you put it all back. But so
what
Vegas.
You do is you quit out on the second day.
If you can remember that. Right.
Okay, good.
Billy, listen, have we sold you yet? I'm telling you, it's the best.
Actually, you have. It sounds like a great idea. If I can get a couple of days off, you know?
I'll get you a raise before the show's over.
Damn,
that will help you.
I was praying that he wouldn't say raise, and then you said it.
I'll get the raise. So. You'll buy the cruise. You'll have a great time. Tell your friends, and then life goes on.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate
the call.
And, yeah, thanks for setting up the great health radio station. I was listening in the middle of the night. It was fabulous. It worked.
It's working pretty good.
KOMY is now a health weekend talk radio station, and it's all automated thanks to Billy and Ron Kreider.
Ron Kreider did most of the work.
Yeah, he's great. Thanks, Bill.
Bye.
Take care. Here's our next caller. That is Bert in Santa Cruz. Is that you, Bert?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey,
thanks.
Welcome to the Saturday special.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my family, we have two kids, 6 and 10, and we're going to take our first cruise in August out of Seattle up the Inland Passage, 7-day cruise. So we're pricing and selecting right now, looking at Princess and Celebrity. So I was going to ask your guest advice on those lines. And also, the second question is about cruise insurance in case someone gets sick so you can get a refund.
Okay. Let me ask this will be your first cruise?
Yep.
Just to help me for a second, what made you choose a cruise?
A cruise? To be brutally honest, my wife chose it, and I'm going along. I hope to get some fishing in in Ketchikan, you know.
Great.
We have like an 8-hour layover in Ketchikan, so I hope to get out and catch a salmon or something.
Good, good. The, you know, both cruise lines you mentioned are great for kids. I think what's important in selecting a cruise, whether it's Princess Celebrity and there are others, is, in my opinion, especially the age of your children, is are they going to have activities and feel comfortable, and will there be enough children around to interact so that you and your wife can do adult things while they're doing kid things? And Princess, and I wouldn't be here talking one over the other is better, but I think Princess and or if you considered Royal Caribbean, which is a company combined with Celebrity, will really do well for your children. I think if you're talking about going in June, that's right when they get out of school, I think you'll find a lot of children. I think Princess probably more than Celebrity might have a little bit more fun for them. Mm-hmm. And I think that the experience they have in Alaska, Princess is one of the leaders in Alaska with their excursions, whether it's fishing, whale watching, kayaking, doing adventures type things, if that's what your family's into, can be a lot of fun. The food, everything there is, it can just be enjoyable. So, but you can't go wrong. I want to be very clear. Choosing one or the other, you can't go wrong. It really comes down to which has got the best value for you. Celebrity is known more for their food. If you're really into the food, not eating 24 hours a day, but quality food, and that's important, Celebrity is a little bit more to that. Princess has a little more variety of activities on their ship. So, you know, you're an active person or you're very laid back, you need to weigh out those kind of topics to see what impacts you more on a vacation. Because it is a unique vacation going to Alaska.
Yeah, I think that the children's activities probably would take precedence. I mean, the food's going to be good on both of them, right?
Bert, you might want to call Gary or one of his cruise consultants during the week at 800-989-9000. You'll never be taken care of better. I can vouch for that from personal experience.
And then I was actually off the line, so I couldn't hear you for 30 seconds or 45 seconds. What about the cruise insurance factor?
Insurance, we highly recommend that clients take insurance for their vacation. It's a protection of the investment.
Yeah.
And there's different types. The cruise lines offer insurance, and then most travel agencies offer different types of insurance. And you really have to read up on it to see is illness main reason people cancel. Which insurance gives me the best coverage for that? Is it something that, if it's a pre-existing condition, which insurance gives me that best protection? If I need to cancel because something might come up at my work or I just want the option to back out if I change my mind, you have to weigh out what would cause you to cancel and then which insurance provides the best coverage. But the bottom line, everybody should buy insurance because nobody can afford to lose their investment.
Right, got it. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Good. Best of luck in your cruise, Bert. I think you're going to get hooked. I mean, I would be very surprised if you didn't.
Well, one last question. You know, I'm really a fisherman. That's my thing. And I'm wondering if you're allowed to troll off the back of the cruise ship.
You're not, but you could be the first to try and see what happens.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye now.
Thanks.
Here comes Dick on a cell phone. Welcome to the KSCO Saturday Special. Dick, you're on the air.
Hey, Michael. Yeah, I got a question for your host, your guest, and that is, I see a lot of cruise ships coming into Monterey Bay, and I was wondering if you can get off and on the cruises in Monterey Bay rather than having...
Great question. Wow, what do you know about that, Gary?
I think there'd be a lot of people who would like to do that. The Monterey is used for a port of call by a couple of cruise lines, and it's growing, the ports where they can stop up and down the coast.
It'll never be Santa Cruz, though, because it's too politically incorrect for the Santa Cruz people.
They'll change the ship's demographics. The right now, Monterey isn't a place to start or end a cruise. It's just not the infrastructure and the checking in, the immigrations, customs, all that is just not a place yet for them to do it. But I wrote it down, and it might be something to pass along to the powers that be and have them consider it.
It would be wonderful because I'll tell you, I've discovered the joys of flying out of Monterey Airport, and if we could match that with cruises, that would be wonderful thing.
Do you know how long it's taken for us in San Francisco to get ships on a regular basis to go out of San Francisco? So once we master San Francisco, it might be a natural harbor. The problem with San Francisco is its location to north to Alaska. It's an extra day and a half to get up to Alaska versus if you went out of Seattle, which are closer, or to Mexico, it's a day and a half going south, so they start in Los Angeles. So some people that only have 7 days, they want to be they want to get the most out of the vacation. They don't want to be traveling a day and a half at sea.
Yeah.
But we'll work on it. It's a great question. We want more ships out of San. We want more ships out of the West Coast, Northern California, I should say.
I would imagine this is not something that you would say, but maybe you won't. You won't disagree with this because there's a little modesty involved here. But you're one of the major cruise travel agencies in the country here, and when it comes to cruising. And I would imagine that you've got quite a lot of juice with the cruise companies, with your suggestions.
As long as we keep making sales, they'll keep listening. That's the bottom line.
Okay. Dick, thanks for your call to the Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. We're going to be coming up with a commercial break here in just a moment. But before we do that, we will take our next caller, Santa Cruz Cruiser.
Yes, I am.
Oh, hello, Santa Cruz Cruiser.
Well, I think I've been around a little bit and can tell you that cruising is the best in the world. It's just wonderful. I've been to on a cruise to Bermuda. I went to Alaska with Art Bell, Barbados, and all around, actually all over the world. And there's nothing better. Also, just hasn't been too long ago, I took, there were, I think, 17 of us, because I have 5 children. I have, I'll make a miscount here and get in trouble. Arithmetic is not my subject.
Well, not about the number of children that you have. That must be accurate, right?
No, that's what I'm confessing. That, God, when you get so many, I got about 12 of them now, 13.
Oh, my God.
Well, with 5 children, and they've all got, a few.
Grandchildren and great-grandchildren are probably in the mix there.
I don't have grandchildren.
The grandchildren.
No.
Oh, well, some people don't have the best grandchildren, but, you just will.
They're wonderful. In fact, they were, one was just like a baby. And so we, as I say, there were in our group. I treated them all, and it was a Disney cruise, and there were 18 of us. My husband and I, 5 children, and naturally, all the children got married and their spouses, and then the children. That's how.
Okay. Well, so you like cruises, right?
Well, if there's nothing better in the world. And what you were comparing not cruising and on land. What you were comparing was country and city. If you had stayed in New York and been brought up there, you would have found that cruising is like a city. You're close. You can get cuddling, you can get whatever you want. It's all close together, and that's the difference.
And dollar for dollar, I think it's way less expensive than any other kind of travel.
Oh, it's fabulous, but it's so wonderful. Where else could you have your children safe in your room and be that close to them if you were, like in, say, New York City or any other city, and you wanted to go downtown or to Vegas to gamble? You'd be quite a ways away from where they were in the hotel usually, or with a babysitter, or it doesn't mix the same way. Cruising, to me, is perfect. You can go dancing all night. You can eat all night. You can, look
That's
at the
great.
Moon.
Well, listen, Santa Cruz Cruiser, want to thank you for calling the KSCO Saturday Special. We're going to take a short commercial break here. Do stay with us, Monterey Bay, Silicon Valley, Central Coast. We will be back with a lot more on the KSCO Cruise Special right after this break.
The news media is obsessed with bad news when it comes to the war effort. The New York Times reports mutual resentment of troops. Americans hated, the Times says. And U.S. investigators discover mounting bitterness over our occupation practices. But wait a minute. These press reports are from World War II, not the war on terrorism. That's right. The Blame America crowd is at it again. But they were wrong about World War II, wrong about the Cold War, and they're wrong again today. Our brave men and women of the armed forces are winning the peace in Afghanistan and Iraq. They're not just defeating terrorist cells, they're also rebuilding roads, hospitals, and schools. And despite what the media reports, the vast majority are doing their job with the highest degree of honor and character. Stand behind our troops as they help move America forward from the threats of terrorism. Join us at Move America Forward today.
Bobby Jones, Ken Venturi, Julie Inkster, Tiger Woods. Now it's time for you to play where the greats have played at Pasatiempo Golf Club in Santa Cruz. Hello, I'm Ken Woods, Pasatiempo's head professional. Pasatiempo Golf Club was designed and built by world-renowned golf architect Alistair McKenzie in 1929 and has since consistently ranked in the top 100 golf courses in the United States. It just doesn't get much better than Pasatiempo. All of us here at Pasatiempo are proud of our little piece of golfing paradise. Help us celebrate our 75th anniversary with a special offer. You will receive a $50 gift certificate for each round of golf you play at Pasatiempo, which can be immediately redeemed in our restaurants or a pro shop. That's right. Play around at Pasatiempo. We will treat you to $50 worth of fine dining or merchandise on your day of play. This offer ends after November 15th. Come help us celebrate our 75th anniversary and play where the greats have played. Pasatiempo Golf Club in Santa Cruz. Call now to make your tee time reservation at 459-9155. That's 459-9155.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Howard Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both Gilda and I and my son Dino look forward to meeting you at Gilda's.
It must be, it has to be, with that big sound it's gotta be, KSCO.
A SCO cruise special on AM 1080 KSCO, your favorite radio station. During the break, Gary Pollard, who is our special guest today on the KSCO cruise special, Gary is the president of Ambassador Tours in San Francisco. If you want to call Ambassador Tours and ask some specific questions that you would rather not ask on the radio today, which you're certainly welcome and encouraged to do, the phone number for Ambassador Tours right in San Francisco is 800-989-9000. And on the web, you can visit Ambassador Tours at www.ambassadortours.com. How about that? There's another website called www.festivalsafloat.com. Oh, I like that. Pretty good. Yeah, so during the break, you and I were talking about something curious, okay? And I've just been amazed at how many people that I talk to have never been on a cruise. And it's not as if I'm like 20 or 30 years old. I'm over 50 now. And
you shock me. You don't look that.
Yeah, right. I look over 60. No, whatever. I've been talking to a lot of people and talking up how I love to cruise, and it's the only vacation. Everything else is just travel, right? Business travel and so forth. If it's a true vacation, to me, it's a cruise and nothing else. Because, you know. Anyhow, I'm amazed at how few people have taken a cruise. And I'd like to know why. So would you like to know why? So let's put that out, okay? Even if you don't want to go on the air here at the KSCO Saturday Special, give us a call at 477-1340. Use the 477-1340, whether you want to go on the air or not, and tell us, if you haven't been on a cruise, why you haven't been on a cruise. And let's be real curious, because I'm telling you, it's right under your nose, the best way to spend time. You know? It's just great. We have a caller... Billy, a different Billy, Billy Sunshine. Are you there, Billy Sunshine?
Yes, I am, Mr. Z.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. I've never been on a cruise.
Why?
I probably have the best reason for not cruising.
You get sick?
Yeah, I get seasick. And that's the question I have. Is a big boat better? How about the Alaska Inside Passage? I always see pictures of that, and it looks flat, and I figure, well, gee, the waves can't get to it because you're inside, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Is that true? What's the deal?
Let me back to your original question. How do you know you get seasick?
Because, if I take a boat out just to go snorkeling, I get sick until I get in the water.
What about those patches?
I used to get car sick.
Okay. The theory is, and I'm not necessarily the best cruiser, even though I love cruising, the ships today that are out there are so smooth. Unless the ocean was very, very in the middle of a hurricane, would you ever really know that you're out cruising on the high seas? So those that think they get seasick or have a tendency, there's a couple of options. There is medically, you can see a doctor, and you can get wristbands or the patches behind the ear that provide some kind of medication or something into you that gives you...
There's propalamine on the patch.
Right, and it does something to equilibrium, so
it... Does the wristband really work? That I always thought was just one of these old wives' tales.
Well, so your arm won't get seasick.
With your arm stays straight. Yeah. Everything is relevant to who you are and what it feels like. People today will want to be in the middle. You know, if they're going to go on a ship, going on the inside passage or where you're not out in the wide open ocean, crossing the Atlantic or the Pacific.
Well, I wouldn't dream of doing that. Yeah.
I wouldn't even sell you on something or direct you that way. But today, going in the Caribbean, inside passage, Mexico, you're so close to the shore, 12 to 20 miles out, that you're really not out in the wide open ocean. So you're not going to get the high seas, the current, the big waves, as you say, slapping along the ship. But a great way to start is do something like the inside passage or do something like the Caribbean where you're not going to have all the effects that you would in certain areas that are long
Gary,
cruises.
Those are typically seven-day cruises, right?
Those are typically 7 days. It's a great starting
point. Suggested. Now, and you can get them between $100 and $200 a day, you think?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Although that's not what I'm interested in. I'd like to know what is the most opulent cruise on the inside passage. Who's got the best ship out there today?
Depends on what you're looking for. I'm not trying to avoid answering the question.
I don't want to see kids.
Okay, if you don't want to see kids, you want relaxation, but you want good service, I would say in the 7 days, in that right now for 7 days, Radisson Seven Seas has some short cruises up there. I'm going by memory. I didn't bring my whole computer and database. Celebrities.
Crystal.
What's that?
Crystal.
Crystal, unfortunately, doesn't do 7 days. They do 10 and 12 days mainly out of San Francisco. But Crystal, Radisson, those cruise lines are your luxury lines. You won't see a lot of children. You're going to get the service, the ambiance, and experience. But if you're going to go to Alaska, I have to ask you, why are you going to Alaska?
Well,
if you're going for adventure and to see wildlife and whale watch and go salmon fishing, as somebody earlier had said, then you need to think about...
You want a smaller ship for that.
You want a smaller ship. You want to interact. If you're one that doesn't want to be around a lot of people and you want comforts, then you look at Crystal and Radisson. It's all individualized. That's why there's a variety of ships out there.
So that, again, the reason for the inside passage is because I expect less wave movement, and I want a big ship because I expect, again, less movement. Is that right? Bigger ships? You experience the...
Well, the bigger ships can handle it more. They displace... The amount of water they displace is less, so it doesn't have the movement there. They have the stabilizers. There's all kinds of pros of going on a large ship. And every large ship I've been on the last 2 years, and it's been quite a few, and I don't like going on small boats in the bay or fishing because I get in the bathtub and I can get seasick. But on the big ships, you don't even know you're moving.
Here's another question for you. So if KSCO wants to do a special KSCO cruise, so what we would have like MZ, and then we pick our best lefty and our best righty to pull in each of those categories, and they would go for free, and everybody else would pay? Is that how it works?
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
What do you think, MZ?
I don't know. I think we should discuss it, certainly.
I'll pull the lefties in if you'll bring the righties.
Do you think there would ever be a lefty that would ever do anything with KSCO besides yourself and maybe Millie?
Well, if you had me and Millie, that starts to be the core of people who at least we know they're going to be somebody intelligent and reasonable in the ship.
Okay. All righty. We will definitely put that out. Thank you for calling. That was Billy Sunshine here. We got a minute to go before the alligator gets us here with USA Network News at the top of the hour. You're listening to the KSCO Saturday Cruise Special with President Gary Pollard. Yes, he's the president of Ambassador Tours Worldwide.
Let me interject something because, you know, we talk about big ships and we talk about all the comforts and conveniences, but there are other ships. Windstar Cruises, for example, Star Clipper, they're sailing ships. They have engines and motors and so forth, but they also have they're sailing ships. They get out there.
So they can turn the engine off.
They turn the engine off, especially in Tahiti. If you get on Windstar and you go around the Tahitian Islands where I've been, and you have the sails up and the sun is out or at night and the moon, it's a whole unique exchange. It's the whole vacation.
Oh, my gosh.
Paddle boats up the Mississippi.
Hey, there's a whole hour ahead. I got to tell everybody, it's KSCO Santa Cruz. It's 11
in Santa Cruz, and we take you now to hour two of the Saturday special.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby. that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Oh, my, oh, my. Yeah, everything you want to know about cruises is happening right now for the next hour on your favorite radio station. So give us a call.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Okay, welcome to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special. We're talking all about cruising today with a cruise operator, Ambassador Tours, Cruise and Land Vacations. You'll travel better for less. Gary Pollard, the president of Ambassador Tours, a company that we have used for many years to book cruises on various cruise ship lines, is our special guest today talking. There's no better person that I can think of to tell us everything we want to know about cruises. And I'm really pushing this. And the reason I'm pushing it is I honestly feel that there is no better form of vacation than cruising, because everything is taken care of and it's surprisingly affordable. And it's the best way to relax, as Jose used to say here on our station. So if you have any questions or you want to share a cruise experience, give us a call at 479-1080 or 477-1340. If you'd like to see KSCO put something together, I'll just throw this out here. If there's a particular KSCO host that that you'd like us to maybe build a promotional cruise around, that you might be willing to just to participate in and just have some fun, let's chew on it here on the air. 479-1080 or 477-1340. Somebody, I guess, who didn't want to go on the air, Gary, called last hour and said, do cruise lines cater to special diets and what is available to eat?
It's a great question, and they do. One of the things we ask clients that book with us, are there any special needs? Is there, are you a diabetic? Do you need, low-salt diet food? And the cruise lines are all prepared now, because this has become more and more mainstream, where people are watching what they eat, the intake of salt.
More people have special diets than not sometimes.
And that's become the norm. So now it's something that our agents ask when clients call to book, what are your special needs? And the cruise lines are set up with it. And it's important, because if you're going to go on a cruise and you're going to be in an area for 7, 10, whatever the amount of days, you want to feel comfortable that you can have what you need to make this vacation enjoyable. So it's a great question, and it's come all the way full circle to have that available.
Great. Another listener wants to know what anti-terrorism protocol is. What's the security system on a ship like? Baggage checks, are weapons allowed, et cetera? So what do you know about that?
Well, I don't think weapons are allowed, at least not that I know of. The like airports, the passenger and your luggage both go through X-ray and security before you get on a ship. In fact, in each port of call, you're going through the security, the X-ray, to make sure you don't have any weapons or metal. They search through every bag as you get on in the ports. You're given an identification card, which is your cabin key and everything when you charge on board a ship. And so when you're off, when you get on the ship the first time, let me start there, they take your picture, and your picture matches with your key card. So every time you go on and off the ship, you put your card in, up comes your picture to the security officer that's there. When you get back on the ship, you put your card in, and it's also done so they know where everybody is. They know how many went off, how many came on. Ships are very secure.
It's always real embarrassing when someone gets their name mentioned. If so-and-so is on board, please call on the white courtesy phone or whatever. So, because they don't want to sail without so-and-so, right?
Well, they don't necessarily do that as much as when, at the end, it's when somebody hasn't paid their bill. And they're saying, the ship cannot be cleared until so-and-so from cabin so-and-so. Please call the purser's office, or please come down. And you always know after a few cruises that that's the one or two or three people that still haven't settled their account. So you got hundreds of people ready to get off and go on their
way
home.
That's funny.
But there's one or two that just either haven't gone through immigrations or they haven't settled their bill. And you're almost looking around for those people. You wish
you
want to
strangle them.
you want is they're holding you from going somewhere.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly.
Chances
right.
are they're still sleeping either from the night before or they got off somehow and nobody knew it.
Billy's going to come down on us again for the negative things. But listen, to me, this is all what's so amusing about
people need to know that even though cruises are great and they're fantasies and people really want to go and they have the time of their life, which they do. I've been working in our family business now 24 years. There are other stories that happen, and you need to be prepared and understand. But cruising is a great value. It's the best vacation you can do. My kids and my wife and I have been on many, many, many cruises. My children love them.
Let's talk about the schools. Off the air during the break, you were telling me about what's this about school districts demanding that you pay them so much money a day for the attendance that they lose while your kid that you've pulled out of school is on your cruise?
I guess without getting political, the state of California pays to the schools and the districts for every day you're in attendance. So if a child is out more than 2 or 3 days of an unexcused absence, if they're ill, it's different, or you take them on vacation, the school loses compensation. So they ask parents to, you know, if you're going to take them on a trip, cruise, whatever, could you pay what we're going to lose, $25, $30 a day? My whole theory, and I get annoyed at the districts for this, is they can learn as much seeing the world and interacting with other people than they can reading a book.
Way more.
I did it as a kid, and look at me now.
That's right.
They can't see me, but listen to me now.
Yes.
I think seeing the world, traveling, so that when you do study about a foreign destination, you'll say, hey, I've been there. There's so many people that are afraid to travel and see the world. We have a hard enough time.
I think those schools should pay you the $24 that they got for when the kids are there. You know, I think it should be the other way around.
Think of it as the Europeans speak many languages. The Americans, I don't want to get into a political discussion, have the phones ringing. We have a hard enough time with one language. And yet the Europeans, they travel, they speak many languages, they're more worldly. We need to expose people, and cruises is one way to do it with comfort, conveniences, and have the time of your life.
I think English should be the only language that's allowed on cruise ships. What do you think about that?
I won't answer that question. I'll stay away from that topic.
Okay. It's 11:13 on AM 1080 KSCO. Give us a call if you want to talk about cruising with Gary Pollard, president of AmbassadorTours.com, 800-989-9000. If you would rather talk to Gary privately or one of his cruise consultants, give him a call during the week. Caller wants to know what kind of medical attention they can receive on board.
It's a good question.
What kind?
Oh, I was waiting for them. That's the question. There's a doctor and nurse available 24 hours a day when you're on a cruise ship. So whether you have a scrape, whether you feel seasick, whether you ate something that didn't agree with you, slip accidentally, there is medical service available. And if it's so extreme and they're in the middle of the ocean and they can't get into a port close up, I have seen firsthand they'll bring a helicopter, an emergency helicopter, out to take somebody off the ship if there's a medical need that they need to do ashore. Remember, the ships are never that far away from land.
But, of course, you have to pay for that. You'll get a bill for that.
You will get a bill. And that's going back to one of your other callers about insurance. There are insurances that offer that have this emergency evacuation that will cover those expenses. And people laugh. They go, I don't need insurance. Nothing's going to happen to me. And it takes one time to get a bill for an emergency helicopter and a doctor to come out, $20,000, $30,000 bill. And you're sitting there going, whoops, nobody told me about it. But on board a ship, anything happens, there is a doctor and a nurse that can take care of just about anything that could occur.
Okay.
And the best place to be on a ship, other than the suites, is be down by the medical office because it rides the smoothest down there. Believe it or not.
That's true. And they're probably the least expensive cabins, too, right?
It depends on how much time you spend. Yeah, but you don't have to spend all the time in your cabin. Get out of your room. That's why. The smaller the room, there's a theory behind this.
Yeah.
The smaller the room, the more the cruise lines want you out doing things and being involved. The larger the room, on some of these small ships, they have large cabins. Nothing wrong with that, but they're telling you, spend more time in your cabin. We'll give you all the amenities you can imagine. Stay in. We'll give you a bar set up.
They'll even give you petty fours.
That's true. Or petty fives or petty sixes, depending on the time of day. You're right.
Give us a call at 479-1080 or 477-1340. Give us a fax at 475-2967 or give us an email to mz@ksco.com. If you want to participate in the KSCO Cruise Special, Richard N. Watsonville, you're on.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Hey.
I think they do have guns on
ships, so they used to. Used to be able to go skeet shooting off the back end of the boat.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Used to be able to launch golf balls off the back end of the boat. Uh-huh. No?
Oh, yeah. They one cruise line does do the golf balls, and there's a special golf ball they use that supposedly doesn't affect the environment.
Wasn't that great?
But skeet shooting no longer happens, I guess, environmentally. One, it was with the guns, you're right. And two, it's just not environmentally shooting these clay pigeons and having them sprayed all over the water, the ocean. So everything's virtual now.
They should have made it out of fish bait.
What about environmentally sound clay?
Exactly. There you go.
We'll have to pass that one on, too.
Yeah, made out of fish food.
When I was younger and on cruises, I used to stand the deck below where they did skeet shooting out on the balcony area, the promenade, and I'd catch the shotgun shell that would fall out. And I used to collect the little red plastic ones, and that was my souvenir for going on a cruise with my family.
Oh, really?
No, those were the good old days. That's when...
Well, you know, actually, in a storm, any storm, people clamber to the top, but the place to be is at the bottom. I mean, if that boat is rocking and rolling, then you need to be at the very bottom, as close to the bilges as you can get.
Clearly, there's no interest in going on a cruise with any of our KSCO hosts, because I don't think we've received a single phone call to my question.
Well, you need
to
make it a radioactive type of cruise.
Okay, well... So, you're not a host, but you are a caller.
Yeah.
And people know you.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people don't know about the ocean out there.
Would you be willing to be the guest of honor on a cruise, a Richard N. Watsonville cruise sponsored by KSCO?
I've been out there plenty of times, though.
Oh.
So I mean, can't go again?
I'd be happy to go out there, but I've been out there. It's an adventure you'll never... You won't want to come back on land.
That's right.
There you go.
Now, Richard, you... And
I mean, I've been as... Up in the where it's like a Slurpee, far north.
I don't think there are many people who know what you look like, and I think people would book a cruise with you, knowing that you would be on it, just to see what you look like.
Yeah, but I want to spend all my time down in the engine room, you know, where it's cool, man, where things
right.
are really happening.
You want to get behind the scenes?
Where all the booty's at, man.
What KSCO personality would members of our audience most prefer to go on a cruise with?
Well, with you, Mike. You just got to let us know when you're going.
Oh.
All right, so we just need to know when Mike's going, pick out the itinerary, and everybody's with him.
Yeah, I'm sure Billy Sunshine and Millie and, you know, all the other, Brian, and we could even get Ben out there. Ben could be banned. You know, he can't be banned in international waters, right?
Yeah, that's true. Huh? Yeah.
Maybe that's something I don't want to know about.
We have a racist caller who's been banned.
Well, that's all right. We've got a bunch of callers that's been banned. But, a lot of people don't know that when you take off from Hawaii to come back to the States, they hate that in Hawaii, don't they?
Yes.
I mean, you sit in a bar and say, hey, I can't wait to get back to the States, man. You know.
Richard, great talking to you.
A lot of people, wait a minute, Mike.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people don't know that in order to get back here, you have to go up around Alaska, Seattle, you know, Washington, Oregon, come back down that way, right?
Well, if you go Hawaii, you can also, if you do it by ship, you can go into Ensenada and up through San Diego, Los Angeles, that area as well.
But then you're fighting the currents.
Depends on the time.
I mean, if you're into saving fuel and stuff like that.
Well, it just depends.
I mean, you can take off from here and go south and go to Hawaii.
Yeah, they're
you wouldn't go north to go to Hawaii.
No, but the ships that go out of Los Angeles do a 15-day round trip.
Yeah.
And they and it works, and people love it. It spends enough time.
It only takes 3 days to get your sea legs, folks.
Yeah.
3 days, or you could get it done a lot faster with crackers. I haven't heard that mentioned today either.
Crackers are good. Apples are very good. We, you know, any
and
kind
don't
of bread.
Look down.
And they serve,
don't look down.
They serve both of those things.
Don't look down. Look straight out ahead.
In vast quantities.
And there are people, they'll say, you know, to get rid of seasickness, I'll just sit at the bar the whole time and drink and won't feel anything. So.
And how come you can't... You can't troll at the end of the boat anymore.
I never knew you could.
Well,
I'll tell you that.
I heard Billy or somebody say, you know, ask about that.
I think he asked, could he? And I don't. And you can't do it. You can certainly do in some of the ships that have the back end that drops down when they're docked or anchored,
right.
And they'll let you. But when the ship's actually moving and things, no.
See, this is what we need, Mike. We need to set up this Monterey Bay so that these guys can come in here and go cold iron, what's called cold iron.
Cold iron?
Yeah, and then when they do that, they're here for 2-3 days a week, you know, spending lots of money.
Well, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, but instead they have to sit out there in neutral and keep the engines running, and that's money.
Okay. Thanks, see Richard. Ya. Always great to hear from you. Richard and Watsonville, 21 minutes past 11 a.m., 479-1080, 477-1340. Our phone numbers here on the KSCO Live Cruise Special with MZ and special guest Gary Pollard, president of Ambassador Tours in San Francisco. Number there is 800-989-9000 if you want to plan your own cruise here. If you want us to do something, give us a call, 479-1080, 477-1340. Here's Pat in Pat is not in Pat is in Aptos.
Hi.
Hey, Pat, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd go on a cruise with you, Michael.
Oh, okay. Well, so there's put that down.
I've got one.
We don't even know how much. I mean, we haven't even quoted a price yet.
Well.
What's your limit?
For you, probably there isn't one.
That commercial that says "Cruise with Mike, priceless."
Yes, yes. Except I'd take my husband with me.
Oh, damn!
You do. If you could see his reaction after that comment.
Have you been on one cruise, Pat?
Yes. I have to admit, I was on the Internet doing some research, and I just turned you on, so I'm not sure what you talked about. When I heard cruise, I had to call. We're going through our cruise phase right now and loving it. We've just got off and went up to Alaska. Last March, we went down to the Sea of Cortez, which was a great cruise.
Yeah, that's it. In fact, I was gathering information to come, when I came to the station here to do the show about different destinations. Mm-hmm. And the Sea of Cortez happened to be a brochure I brought in, and a company called Cruise West and another company called Clipper Cruises. They do some unique cruises down in the Sea of Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, it's not your typical cruise on the big ship. Like Holland America will do Mexico cruise and get in some part of the Sea of Cortez. Mm-hmm. But when you're on a smaller ship and you get up close and you get to see wildlife and nature, it changes your whole cruise experience. So there's something for everybody. But the Sea of Cortez area, that is very, very unique. And it's not, you can't go there all the time. It's seasonal. It's like whale watching. People will go for, everybody has their different needs of why they're going.
Why I liked it is because it went up into the little towns that I don't like tourists.
You like the remote, the real quaint areas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think tourists should be allowed on cruises.
I know. Well, I don't think they should be allowed anywhere.
Of course, we're tourists, but that's another question about that.
Oh, no, we're not. We're voyagers.
Oh, there you go.
But to me, a cruise isn't about the destination. It's the journey.
Right.
We've been into it. We've only been on Holland America, though, so I don't know.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
They've been very nice, but we spend a lot of time on the ship and out of our room because we're one of those that are down on the same level as the medic, but not purposely, just because I like to look out and see the water right there.
Oh, sure. Good.
The bottom deck that's above water, above the crew, actually.
Oh, right.
But,
no, I know that area. If you were on Holland America, mm-hmm. have you had a chance, I don't know which of the ships you've just came back from, did you get a chance to eat in their Pinnacle Grill?
Oh, yes.
Now, if that doesn't make the vacation complete, again, here we are, Mike, talking about food, but this is an alternative restaurant. On cruises, they have the traditional dining. The cruise ships have got into this for a nominal fee. They have these alternative restaurants. Holland America has what's called the Pinnacle Grill.
Right.
It's an a la carte menu. One cost is, I think, it's $20.
Yeah.
And the food, it's Northwestern cuisine. Food is outstanding. The ambiance in this dining room, you make a reservation. Right. Table for two, four, whatever you want, and it really makes the cruise experience that much better because it's a unique restaurant. It's just not not the masses.
Now I've noticed those kinds of places. Now this is just me. To me, the regular standard cruise cuisine in the dining rooms are just superb.
Oh yeah.
I mean
this doesn't say it's not superb.
Uh-huh.
It's just variety. It's a little different. Sometimes you want to break from the traditional dining every night. No, you go to the dining room every night and you say, gee, dear, tonight I want to do something a little different. Maybe it's a special occasion, anniversary, birthday, graduation. Maybe it's a retirement. You want something a little different, and it just enhances the experience.
What I found is that I so enjoy going to dinner and seeing our friends again and the people we've met, and I don't want to miss one of the dinners. We had not been there for dinner, but what we just did is we went on a Holland America on the Amsterdam out of Seattle up to Alaska and back.
Yeah, it's great.
And then we hopped up to Vancouver as soon as we got off, and we came down on a repositioning Staten Dam.
Oh, great.
And it happened to be my birthday, and I had already kind of planned for my birthday party with our new friends we had just met on this little 4 acres in the evening, but they just happened to that day, the day before, slip a paper under the door, the Pinnacle Grill was having lunch. It happened to be my birthday, and it was the four-course meal with wine, a different wine with every course. And so
Did you get all liquored up?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's...
In honor of the anniversary of your birth?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
But so we sat there by the window with this wonderful service, this wonderful food for lunch. It was just ideal, man. He can't top that. That was the ultimate in birthday parties.
Well, that's great. Nice to hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a believer. Great, Pat.
Oh, I'm a believer. Let us know when you're going
to
go.
Okay. Well, we'll see. There doesn't seem to be much interest because the phones have not lit up at all when I put that out about any one of us hosts. I think people would rather listen. Actually, we did receive this fax from Serial Faxer. It says, "Dear MZ guest, if I find myself on a cruise and I find Billy Sunshine and Millie on board, can they send a helicopter for me or give me cyanide pills? Thanks, Will Rogers."
But the ship is so big, you might not even see them. It's amazing that you have all those people on a ship and you don't see them.
They're like cities. Hey, we got to move on to our next caller, but thank you, Pat, for your call to the Saturday special. It is 28 minutes past 11 a.m., hour number two. There's only about 32 minutes left, so give us a call. It's your chance to find out anything you'd like to know about cruising or make a suggestion about something you'd like to see KSCO organize, 479-1080 or 477-1340. Our next caller is Glenn on a cell phone. Glenn, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike. Hi, guests. How are you?
Hey, good.
Fine. How are you?
Good. I'm calling about the cruises. You know, love cruises, and I go on the cruises with my local weeds, Bill and Eve. And Bill and Eve and I have been on a number of cruises, Princess Line and Norwegian Lines.
Okay.
And I like it to get on, you know, leave the driving to them. But I find if I get on a cruise and I'm bitching at the employees on that cruise line, man, it's been too long. You know what I mean? It's like when I'm stressed out, that means it's been too long since I've been on a cruise line because I need to just let the drive into them and relax. But the two things, or two or three things that I found that were disconcerting on my last cruise, which was a Princess cruise to, I think we went to Alaska, Inside Passage, you know that one? Was we decided to, you know, we wanted to have a outside, you know, an outside room with a little
balcony.
Balcony.
We're in the right.
And as we're out there, you know, I go outside, relax, and what I noticed in the cruise lines is that they don't have any differential between whether you're next to somebody who's smoking or not smoking. So when you're in your outside trying to relax and somebody's smoking outside and you're a non-smoker, that is hell.
Hey, that should be a pretty easy thing to fix, don't you think, Gary?
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you ever heard of that before?
I've heard it as a problem. I don't know the fix. Carnival Cruise Line had a ship called the Paradise that was an all non-smoking ship. And it was successful for a while, and then it went away, and now it's back to the norm of having smoking. But I've never, I don't know how somebody could, if they're on their balcony and the neighbor's smoking, it's kind of like when you walk out in front of an office building in California, somebody to the left or right is smoking, and it's just part of our society, right or wrong.
Yeah, the only thing my comment was that I tried to indicate to the purser, you know, like, maybe they could have, I don't know how you'd enforce this, but, you know, it sort of ruins it when you're sitting out there reading a book and all of a sudden you get this waft of smoke in, and it's like, man, terrible. Was one. And the other thing was the issue of luggage. When we got our luggage back the last time off the ship, it was, like, ripped open. They got to go through the security and all that, but all the luggage was laid out in an area. It was very difficult to get the luggage, and it was ripped open.
Are you taking a bath?
No, I'm in a car wash.
Oh, okay.
I just got out of my car.
Right. I hope it doesn't rain on you later after this car wash.
No.
Yeah.
But anyway, Bill and Eve would appreciate this. The weeds from our county, Bill and Eve, they also had problems with the luggage coming back and ripped open. I'm not trying to dissuade somebody from a cruise. I'm trying to tell people, for me, cruise is the best way to travel. You know, the food thing? They have, you're right, so much food, great food. And so the first thing I do when I get on a ship, I find their exercise room. Because I make sure that every day I'm on that cruise, I'm on a treadmill.
And if you go on the promenade deck, you can walk several miles.
Actually, yeah, you can do that. On the Princess Cruise, the last one, the exercise room was in the basement, or in the lowest level, which is not good. But on the, I think it was the Sun or Star Princess, we were on the top. Beautiful area up above. And so they had like upteen treadmills, 20 treadmills, so you could just watch the ocean as you're, you know, getting into your jog mood.
Two cruises ago, I was in the gym working out up on top, and they have the big full-length windows to see, in this case, where you had been.
Right.
But they have the televisions there, and you each get your own cordless headphone, so you can watch television. So the gymnasiums or the workout areas have become state-of-the-art.
Right.
Because there's, and you sometimes you have to put down your name on his clipboard as a weight because they're so full.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you, if you're going to go and exercise for an hour, hour and a half, you might as well do it in an area that you can see the world without any obstacles. If you want to watch television or a movie, and just kind of melt away, like you said, leave the driving to them. That's what's nice about a cruise is you come on and you can do whatever you want, whenever you want, at your time schedule. So many people say to me, you know, I don't want to go on a cruise because, you know, I don't like the schedule of being here, there, and everywhere. And I think, as you're saying, it's not like that at all.
Yeah,
you make your own schedule.
That is a great observation. I think, you know, in fact, I exercised every day, but I ate every day. And the other thing I did every day, Bill and Eve and the company I was with, my wife Jody, we would play bingo. I mean, we didn't go to the casino, but, man, we played bingo. It was like a rite of passage. You're in there playing a bingo with a big jackpot. Yeah, it was
so
fun.
So, Glenn, if you were standing in the studio here at KSEO, would I think you were overweight?
Well, let's see. I'm standing right here. I think I'm, you know, pleasingly plump.
Wow.
You know what
but
I mean?
You do understand the importance of exercise, it sounds like.
Oh,
you're pretty,
man. Well, since my knees went out,
to it.
I can't jog as much as, well, I don't jog. I do, it's all treadmill. I have treadmill in my house, from the TV, I got wherever I go, treadmill.
And how many cruises have you been on?
I would say probably now about six cruises.
Wow.
I mean, you know, we're still neophytes in this area, but it's, you know, we're just into it.
I have never met anybody who went on just one cruise who didn't at least want to.
Right.
Pretty much did go on subsequent cruises.
It's like having some M&Ms. You can't just eat one or two. You have to keep eating them. And you go on a cruise, you get hooked.
Right.
You want more.
Right.
Do you have children?
Oh yeah, yeah. We went on the first cruise we went on was a long time ago. SS Norway. We went to the Bahamas, and when we came back on this, we hit the tail end. Well, we hit the tail end of a hurricane, and so we were on the SS Norway, and this was a big hurricane as we came in, and so the tenders couldn't go off the ship to a couple of the ports. But coming back, it was a little dicey. But in any event, even in the tail end of a hurricane, you know, the cruise overall was great. And the other thing is for people who have kids, they have all these, now they're geared for, you know, kids. They've got these play areas for kids. They had a SS Norway for kids on the ship even then. So I think what happens is these cruise lines, they see the opportunity for families, for the older people. I have a couple clients, and I told them, they're in wheelchairs. I say, fine, go on a cruise. Take your money and go on a damn cruise, because they will accommodate you. You can get in and out. I see people all the time in these motorized little wheelchairs. So I think a cruise is good for the elder people. It's good for the people with families. Those people who just want to get out and get released, you know, get a, you know, stress release, go on the cruise. And then I had the other one where we went to, one of the other ones went to Mexico. And then you take some of the trips. We went to Coppola and I think it's Cordia outside of Mazatlan. Beautiful, you know, little side trips. And
right.
So you have an opportunity to take the cruise, enjoy it. And the last thing I'm going to say before I get off is that when we came back from this last one, the Alaska cruise, we came back and, I every now and then I'll see a whale out of, you know, outside of Santa Cruz. And there was just, what do you call them, a herd or whatever, a whales. I mean,
gaggle of whales.
I think it's a pod.
Oh.
There were so dogmen, you know, it was like a geyser field of whales, and I couldn't believe it. And they had these little ship out there, and we went by it, and there were whales that, you know, I've seen on TV, where a whale would jump out, breach the water, and jump out. And, my gosh, one of them jumped out of the back of, you know, as we went by, jumped out of the back of the ship and came down. Fantastic, you know, and saw a golden eagle. Anyway, it was beautiful. So if you want me to give you a plus or minus, even though there are some negatives, hey, plus all the way.
Pluses and, outweigh the negatives. There's no
oh,
question.
Oh yeah, and we
and the negatives are very amusing, I think.
Yeah, and we're already planning our next thing. But when I, but really, Michael, when I get stressed out with somebody on a ship, I have to remember, wait a minute, I'm here to relax, and so I got to back off my own attitude sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To enjoy it. But thanks for the program, and again, our group is Bill and Eve, and we're already planning a next next cruise. I'm not sure where we're going. I think back to Mexico.
Well, call Ambassador Tours; they'll help you out.
Okay. All right.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks, Mike.
Take
Bye.
Care. There goes none other than Glenn on a cell phone. Richard wants to know how many spouses are lost at sea. Dave Allen is our next caller. We have breaks ready to go. Here's Dave Allen, the Dave Allen. Dave, you're on the air.
Is Marty Stover done yet?
Okay.
You know what? Kind of reminds me back about 25 years ago. Is it okay if we have a table in the corner where there's not so much smoke? Is it okay if we have a section where there's no smoking now? Is it okay if we have a whole restaurant with no smoking? Can you make those guys go outside and stand out in the dark and the cold? They have no rights either. Now, so we can have fire up in the middle of a damn ocean?
No one said that. They have smoking rooms, right?
They have, on the ship.
The guy's complaining, step aside, there's dick, you can smell smoke.
Well, it depends if he's downwind or upwind. You pick a cabin, you get to, hopefully you choose the right direction.
That's right, exactly. I mean, come on, we're having a little bit of tolerance. I mean, the guy that fired up the cigar cigarette, he paid too.
Dave is an avid cigar smoker.
Well, no, I'm not.
You former.
My father smokes cigars, I smoke cigars. They have rooms. Cigars is the one perk or whatever that people do, that they have rooms designated on ships for cigar smokers. But cigarette smoking, they try to do one side of the ship. They have no smoking generally in
sure,
the lounges.
Makes sense.
What's that?
Makes sense.
Yeah. They want to give people the option for both. Believe it or not, we have found, and surveys have showed us, that when people go on cruises or they go in the casino, there's a lot of smokers that travel.
That's right.
And so to tell them that they can't smoke would lose a big population. So they try to accommodate. I'm not against cigarette smoking.
And I dare say a lot of money.
Well, you know, you go to Vegas and probably 6 out of 10 people are smoking.
That's right. They're the ones that drop the billions.
They drop the money. They drink liquor. And it's part of what goes on. And you learn, I think, your point of having tolerance. But there's also, you can go there. I've seen in casinos non-smoking blackjack tables.
Sure.
You go and you search the areas that you want. And, you know, it's a free society.
That's right. Now, I have a question. I've always wondered, because right now I'm partially handicapped for this stroke, but what about people that are stuck in handicapped, you know, conditions or wheelchairs or people that are gimps? How do you accommodate this stuff? Michael's told me, Dave, you got to go on a cruise. And what? Get stuck out in the freaking ocean and the ship starts sinking or capsizes, what, just hold my breath? Man.
Dave, it's not like that at all.
Yeah, well,
but I can tell you, you know, if you're in a wheelchair, and there are a lot more people that are in wheelchairs that are going on cruises, they have made the ships accessible with ramps, large cabins, railings in the bathrooms, remove the tubs. All the ADA that is required in hotels or in certain businesses are now on ships. So people now are finding they can get out. They don't have to be stuck at home. There are people that use walkers. There are people
right.
that have all kinds of disabilities, and they're enjoying what they couldn't enjoy probably good 10, 12 years ago, weren't able to experience it.
Even with foreign registry?
Say that again?
Even the ships with foreign registry?
They're all, majority of the ships are foreign registry, but that has no regulation. If you sail from a North American port, then you're under the Coast Guard regulations, which state the U.S. Customs as you have to have accessibility, you have to have ramps, you have to have emergency preparation. All of these are there. Even in the lifeboat drill, they talk about if you're in a wheelchair, and the cabin steward knows this, they know who is and who isn't, they have people assigned to help that individual on and off the ship.
Yeah. Well, some people in wheelchairs, they'll break the damn crane.
I've seen on the last couple of ships, they even have a special lift for people that are in wheelchairs that can't have movement of their lower part of the body. It will help get them into the pool so they could at least soak, go into the hot tub, whatever, and get them back out. So they are in tune. They understand the population of people that want to travel, that have some disability. And they're as welcomed on cruise ships as they would anywhere else. And you can even get on some ships that for people that are in dialysis. Holland America,
really?
For a while, was touting their ability to have a dialysis machine on board for those that were confined to being at home because they need to be near the hospital. So they really have breached out to a whole nother population, and it's great.
I have a question, really. What about crime?
Crime.
Yeah. Some people I know took a cruise last January in Mexico back. And a month after they got back, they found out their credit cards were being run rapid. They had to cancel them. Credit card security companies call up. Apparently, when they went to one of the banquets, somehow one of the cabin helps or stewards or the tired hands, somebody got in the room and had probably a little pocket battery-operated credit card scanner, and found their purse, found their stuff, zip 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 zip, bloop bloop bloop.
You know,
months later, they're getting hit like 20,000 here and 5,000 there. They had to cancel all their stuff, file reports, had to fill in papers, forms, red tape.
I wouldn't even put it in the same thing that does this happen solely on cruises. People lose credit card information when they go to a restaurant. What happens on ships, the crime is very minimal. If somebody is foolish enough to leave jewelry or watches or wallets in the open, you wouldn't do that kind of craziness at home. Why would you do it when you're on a ship or in a hotel?
Some people are stupid.
Well, that might be so. But all the ships today have safes. There's no charge. They're in your room. You control the number. And you put your passport, your wallet, your jewelry, your money, whatever it is. So you only take the essentials when you go ashore. But the crime, I would say, if I hear any story like this, it's probably one every 10 years.
Yeah.
I've heard better stories where people have left jewelry out, got off the ship to go home, and the ship line calls them and says, we found diamond earrings, we found a pearl necklace. So to give you the opposite side, they're more honest than they are thefts going on board ship.
Now, about these, my daughter wanted to know, do they have 1 month cruises?
They have cruises for 2 months, 6 months, a year.
That's right.
Yeah, any duration. My folks who started the business in 1955 in San Francisco, they do a world cruise every year with a group of people for 120 days.
Wow.
There are people that, single people that have decided they want to spend the rest of their life on a ship. They've had a cabin built for them. And they have it decorated, and they get on and off when they want.
Some people retired, live in the Ritz-Carlton.
Right. Exactly, the same thing. At least on a ship, you're seeing something new every day.
I've heard about that. That's fantastic.
Dave, you should do that.
What, live in a ship?
Yeah.
Retire, and I'll have a cabin built for you, and we'll work it out.
Okay. And they'll port at call.
All right.
Yeah, then we go eat all day in Portland.
Hey, well, we should do a Nighthawk cruise. Why not? Right? Are you ready?
I thought about it before. Then they got stricken.
Yeah. Well,
Remember Dr. Walt and I were talking about something like that?
Yeah, that's right, huh? Yeah. Well, anyhow, food for thought. Thanks for calling.
Interesting, Barbara.
Take care. There goes Dave Allen. It's 16 minutes before 12 noon. There's only a few minutes left in the KSCO Cruise Special. Give us a call at 477-1340 or 479-1080. We got Asa in Live Oak. You're on the air, Asa. Hello.
Good morning. I don't know why I was sitting here unconscious. I was just sort of sitting here unconsciously doing little mental cruises with you all and having absolutely not coming.
Have you been on one?
Oh, honey, yes. We've traveled a whole lot. My first cruise was on the Rotterdam, and I think that's the one with the basement and the pool in the bottom. I like that. I like the pool in the bottom where the wind can't get me, the sun can't get me, and nobody can see me.
Do you know what they do now? They move the pools. The old ships used to have the indoor pools down below because they didn't have a lot of deck space.
Uh-huh.
The bigger ships now put two pools up on top, and one, they have a retractable cover. So no matter what the weather is, if it's cold and you're in Alaska,
I don't care. I want the one where nobody can see me and nobody goes.
Oh, well, then you need a cabin that has a bathtub with a little whirlpool type.
I love that basement pool. Anyway, I've been on several, but the line that I want to talk about that I love that went on about four cruises, and for here I am with senior dementia. I can't remember their names always. Went to Istanbul a couple of times. and went to the what are those little islands out there in the Pacific?
Renaissance Cruise.
Yeah, the
which is no longer in operation.
That's no longer in existence. Now, we loved those. Once I had experienced the big boat and the small boat, I went for Renaissance. We just loved those. And, of course, they sent you mail all the time. And I don't understand why they went broke, because they were just wonderful. And I wonder where they went, or they enter any other name, and can I get a brochure, and where do they go, and who's selling the cruises, and are they nearly as good?
Renaissance, I won't tell you or bore you with the details of what happened with Renaissance, but I'll tell you that there's a company out there now that we specialize in handle called Oceania Cruises. They have taken a couple of Renaissance ships that were put up for auction to help the Renaissance creditors and so forth. They're now operated called Oceania Cruises. They hold several hundred people on their ships. There's two of them out, the Insignia and the Regatta.
Are they still good?
What's that?
Are they still good? They were wonderful before.
They're very good. It's run under the same premise of how they did Renaissance. They're not very expensive ships to operate, so they really offer a great value. They're in the Europe during the summer season. They're in the Caribbean, Panama Canal area during the winter.
Oh.
And if you call us on Monday, call any of my agents at 800-989-9000, we can send you a brochure on Oceania. They're small ships, good service, comfortable sized cabins, and I think if you liked Renaissance, you'll like Oceania.
Well, I have an additional thing that, and the reason I quit taking them before they went bankrupt, if I'd known they were going bankrupt, I would have put myself out to take an airplane.
Well, if I'd known that, I would have put my money on black or red down in Vegas if I had an idea of that.
I don't understand why. Well, anyway, I won't ask you the question because it'd be too involved.
Look at United Airlines. United Airlines is in bankruptcy, and they're trying to come out of it.
I don't want to fly. I don't want to do anything. I want to take a boat that leaves the West Coast now.
No, so do
and
it from San Francisco or L.A.
There's a lot of options.
Are there any little boats that leave the West Coast and go? I mean, I don't mean the little sport boats. I mean the things like Renaissance.
No, I know. And I'll tell you this in a cute way. A boat is what hangs on the side of a ship.
Okay.
I always refer to ships. If you're at a bar and somebody says boat, you got to buy them a drink.
Okay, well,
but
I want
the small ships, unfortunately, don't go out of San Francisco. Sometimes they'll go out of Los Angeles, but they're doing longer cruises. The small ships, like the Oceania or Silver Sea, which has small ones, Radisson in the mid-range there, they generally are doing out of Los Angeles, or they're doing more in the Caribbean than they are from the West Coast. It's just not as exciting places to go from the West Coast as there is in the Caribbean.
Well, I totally understand that. I just think it's far too exciting to fly to the East Coast.
Okay,
I want to be bored here with the West Coast.
Thanks for your call to the Saturday special. We appreciate it. Our next caller is going to be, who is our next caller? I can't really tell. But in any case, you know what we need to do? We need to take a commercial break because there's only 10 minutes left. Thank you for reminding me, Aaron, the pilot in command. So stay with us. There's about 10 minutes left on the KSCO Cruise Special. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Don Fredrickson from GotNet. GotNet specializes in business services. Whether you need a T1 or T3 or just a place to host your website, GotNet has a solution to fit your needs. GotNet offers server co-location and custom website development. We have e-commerce servers, streaming audio and video servers, and cold fusion and database servers available to handle your hosting needs. GotNet understands that businesses rely on the Internet, and we work hard to assure fast, reliable service. Call GotNet today at 460-2000. Food, shelter, clothing, net. GotNet?
Buying a home around here is an expensive proposition. Hi, I'm Jim Chubb with Pacific Inland. I've been helping people save money on home loans for nearly 20 years, and I'd like to help you save money on your next home purchase. Right now, Pacific Inland has special programs that are helping people save real money when they buy a home. Call Pacific Inland at 831-475-2600, and we'll tailor one of these programs to help you buy a home. That's Pacific Inland at 475-2600, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate.
Hi, this is Bill Graff, KSCO's production director. Look, I could give you a lot of hoo-ha about how great our computer system is here. Bottom line is this. We have enough computers in this building that if our computers didn't work right, we'd be in a world of hurt. And our computers generally work pretty well. And when they don't, we can give a call to Dennis and the guys at Day and Night Computer, and they come over and fix them right away. We don't have to wait any time of the day or night. You know, that's nice for a business like ours that's so heavily dependent on computers and technology. Look, you can do whatever you want. My advice to you, though, is to call Dennis if you have a computer question or a computer problem, or if you just want him to build you a computer. And best of all, he'll save you time and money, and I suppose that's what it's really all about. The more money you save and the less downtime you have, the more profitable your company will be. If you don't have a company, hey, time is money at home, too. Remember that. Talk to Day and Night Computers. Call 465-7340. That's 465-7340. Do yourself a favor. Looking for a new or used RV? Then listen. The number one motorhome in America is on sale at Valco Shopping Center. Winnebago, the entire line is clearance priced. No gimmicks, the prices are clearly marked. Ever thought of owning a Winnebago or other quality RV? Now's the time. Bring your trade, paid for or not, it'll never be worth more. Your new RV will never cost less. Diesel pushers and Class A's, B's, and C's. See the new Aspect and Mercedes-Benz Cruiser. Lock in a low interest rate while you can. A factory-trained professional will be available to answer your questions. Interested in substantial savings on a new or used motorhome? Come to Valco Shopping Center, Wolf Road, off 280, and follow the signs. Hosted by RVs of Merit. Clearly marked prices. Factory-authorized clearance discounts on a first-come, first-sell basis. Go now to Valco. You will save.
This is your favorite radio station, KSCO, Santa Cruz, California, 1080 on your dial.
And it's 8 minutes to 12 noon. 8 minutes remain on this edition of the KSCO Saturday Special. My name is MZ, and if you want to give us a call, you only have now 7.5 minutes to give us a call, 479-1080, 477-1340. I haven't seen any emails today. Usually we get, I don't know, half a dozen emails or so, but haven't seen any today. We're talking about cruises. Gary, how many cruises do you go on yourself a year?
How many would I like to go on, or how many do I get to go on?
Okay, both. You answer both questions.
I'd like to go on cruises all the time. I try to go on, or we're fortunate to go on maybe at least two. Try to do two a year. And that, if it works, it...
They're typically, what, 2 weeks? Something like
no,
that.
Because of the age of our children, usually 7 days, and that's it. Now, when our kids were younger, my wife and I would go on 10, 12, 14-day cruises because we could leave them at home. They had no idea, concept of time, how long mom and dad were gone for. And that's where we really got to do some traveling. Uh-huh. And I've done cruises 18, 20 days over in Asia before I got married, and that was a memory that will stick with me forever. I mean, seeing another part of the world and culture, it was, and doing it by ship where I only had to unpack one time. That's the one big bonus
That's
of a cruise.
Yeah.
You get in your cabin, your luggage comes, you unpack. It's the first thing my wife and I do. We get on, we wait for our luggage, we unpack, and then we're done. Then we go and enjoy it.
What if your luggage is lost by the airline? Then what do you do? And you get on the cruise. Do they
what
somehow
happened,
get to you? Or?
Sometimes it can, depending on where the ship goes to in its next port of call.
Yeah.
But the ships today, they have clothes, and they'll make it either inexpensive for you to buy some clothes to get you by a couple of days. So there's ways to deal with it. If you go to the Caribbean, all
you don't
need
any clothes.
What we tell clients, and it sounds a little funny, is is if you're two people are going, split your clothes up. So the wife or the one person has half of each clothes and the other does. So if one bag doesn't make it, you have enough clothes to get by and bring a
Wait
change
a minute,
of clothes.
Does that happen? I would think that. Well, I guess one bag, yeah. I would think but if something isn't going to make it, then everything isn't going to make it. But that's not
It doesn't true, happen huh? as much as you would think today.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't happen. I've never lost a bag, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Today could be the first time now that I've said that I'll go on a cruise, which I'm doing in December. We're taking the family and going on a cruise over Christmas. And this cruise ship, Princess Cruises, Caribbean Princess, has a humongous movie or a television, I guess, screen out there, like they have in Times Square,
yeah.
So that at night they show first-run movies. You sit out at the pool under the stars in warm weather, and you watch movies outdoors on this big screen. And the kids are more excited about this than anything. They can't wait for December to come.
I am holding in my hands here a catalog that your company, Ambassador Tours, puts out, both through your website for free and instantly if someone wants to download it. That address, by the way, is www.ambassadortours.com, just how it sounds.
Right.
And if you would rather not use a computer, you can call Ambassador Tours in San Francisco at 800-989-9000, and they will still send you a catalog in the snail mail.
This catalog, just so give you a call to our vacation discounter, helps. It's the blueprint for people that want to plan but don't know where to go, when to go, how much. This is a great starting tool.
Yeah,
for 25 years we've been putting this out.
All different prices.
And it gives you enough to sit down at home and say, where can we go? What does it cost? And this starts, and from there, it's the greatest tool if you're unsure. We have people that call us. We put this out 3 times a year, and there are people that call us and say, when's the next catalog coming out? I can't wait for it. So we love it. Anybody who wants it, just give us a call. Go to the website. It's available.
Okay. A listener wants to know about overseas cruises to and from Norway, France. Does this agency cruise everywhere? Oh, of course, the answer is yes, right?
The answer is we'll send you on a cruise anywhere, whether it's a river cruise in Europe, transatlantic cruise, Panama Canal, Amazon.
Doesn't matter where it starts,
Australia,
doesn't matter where it ends, doesn't matter what
if
price.
If there's water, two-thirds of the world is water. If
someone can call you up and just say, here's my budget, what can you do for me? Right?
That can. We may ask quite a few questions, but that's a great way to start.
Okay. Virginia in Aptos is our next caller here on the Saturday special. I guess we lost Virginia. I don't know what's wrong. Our telephone has been acting a little strange today, right? Right? Yeah, it's like we're losing. That's the first call we've lost on the air. But in any case, give us a call back, Virginia, real fast. We'll probably be able to get you on. Yeah, it's a great catalog, and it's available instantly from ambassadortours.com or with a 2 or 3 day delay on the telephone and snail mail. Hey, what's this I hear? I was on the phone to airline because I'm going somewhere right after this radio show today, and airlines are now charging, they're charging like a $5 call center fee
for
ticketing. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
They're trying to get into the old-fashioned ticket, paper ticket. It's an expense. They're now charging.
Yeah.
They want everything to be this e-ticket or electronic ticket,
right,
where all you need is your driver's license, a photo ID. You show up at the gate. You give them your name. They show it, and on the plane you go. And they're saying if you want the old way, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
They're trying to get people off and into a whole new way of thinking.
Right. And the people, you know, the politically correct, police are going to jump on that one of these days, and they're going to start assessing fines toward those companies that do that, because it discriminates against people who don't have computers or don't want computers or can't afford them or whatever. But that's politics.
That's for
politics.
Another day.
Yeah, another day. Okay, let's see if Virginia's on the line here. Are you there, Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, you're on.
I've cruised a lot. I'm a cruising fool. I've never been on the Celebrity Cruise, and tomorrow I leave San Francisco for 10 days to do the Mexican route and all.
We are so happy for you.
Well, I have a very selective appetite. I'm in the senior range, and I like elegance, and I like formal attire for dinner and tux for the men, and I like nice, soothing music of my era, and yet I know the market's got to go to the young people who don't like that. Is the celebrity...
Something for everybody.
I hope they'll keep a market for my appetite. Can you tell me about the celebrity ship? I've never been on it.
Yeah. It, it.